Hi, fellow runner. My name is Roman and I welcome you to the Happy Runner podcast. A podcast for all who love running and those who want to start running. Let's move on from last week's topic where I was talking about mental preparation. In almost each race we are running and pushing ourselves, there will be dark thoughts. So how to overcome them? But before I dive more into the topic, make sure to subscribe to the Happy Runner podcast, recommend it to other runners you know, and if you want to support the podcast, share it on your social media and tag me. That helps get the word out, and I really appreciate it. Thank you. I can still remember my last half marathon. It was a warm day, maybe a bit too warm to run at my best. But still, I went out the first few kilometers like dinosaurs were chasing me, way too fast. Not only because of the conditions on the day, even if it would be colder, I was in no shape at that time to run a half marathon that fast. It was the same race where I struggled most last year. A year ago, it was even warmer. Well, in the middle of the heat wave, actually. I had unfinished business with this race from a year ago, and I don't know why, but as the gun went off, I decided to race as fast as possible. Bad idea. It was just 2 weeks after Prague Marathon. I was feeling okay, but I should know better than to run an all-out half marathon just 2 weeks after a fast marathon. And I had no plan for the day. Haven't prepared myself mentally for the race, as I was talking about in the last episode. As you can imagine, I was not in a happy place during the race itself. Not only that my whole body was hurting, it took a lot of energy to get me mentally through the race. Energy that I would normally conserve for my running. This time around, I had to use it for the mental part of the race. I really had dark thoughts. There were even a few moments where I wanted to quit the race. Just stop, walk to the nearest drink station and ask if someone can drive me back to the finish area. Not to mention all the times I was just about to stop running and start walking. Looking back the last few years, it was probably the race I felt the worst. And all of this just because I didn't do my homework beforehand and prepared mentally for the race. Looking back at all the marathons and half marathons I ran over the last years, none of them was easy. To be honest, there's no such thing as an easy marathon or half marathon. In each one, every one of us will get to a point where it hurts and where we need to trick our brain to continue running. But not just marathons and half marathons. Each race I ran, from 5K on, there was a moment where I had dark thoughts. In some races darker and deeper than in others. But mostly, I made it through. So the first step you should, or we as runners should all do, is to mentally prepare ourselves for the race. I talked about that more in detail in the last episode, so I'm not going to repeat myself much. Start with the mental preparation at latest the day you start with your training plan for the race. If you leave the mental preparation for the last week, or the last days before the race, it could be too late, and you will not be able to prepare yourself mentally as you should. Do your homework. Go through the race several times during your runs, and for me personally, meditation and visualization do the trick. Make a good race plan. Set yourself a few goals. The first one should be just to finish the race, not a time goal. With this, you'll take some pressure off of you and you will still be able to live with the result, no matter what the time on race day will be. Before the race itself, go inside of you and try to block out others. Concentrate on yourself, your goals, and stick to the plan you made for yourself. You are running your own race. However, the longer the race, or the faster you run it, the more likely it is that there will be dark thoughts going through your head. Who doesn't know them? Your muscles hurt, your heart pounding in your chest, breathing heavily, gasping for oxygen, and just wanting to stop. But you still have quite some running to do. Your mind is telling you that you need to rest, that this is insane. Questions like, why am I doing this to myself? Is this really what I signed up for? Or thoughts like, I'm never doing this again. This is not something I need. All of this take a lot of energy to handle. And the more energy we use for the mental side of running, the less energy we have to actually run. So somehow we need to overcome these dark thoughts as fast as possible and with as little energy as possible. We need to be prepared for these dark thoughts. We all know we can get there. So we need to have answers for ourselves. The best way to be prepared is to train for the situation. In each training block, we have some runs that are harder and longer than others. So we need to be mentally prepared before such runs. Just a few days ago, when I went out for a track workout, it was warm and it was my first track workout in a while. With that in mind, I knew beforehand it will get hard at some point during the run. The first thing I do when it gets hard is to concentrate on my running form. I try to keep a good posture because I know that this helps to run at the same speed with less effort. The second thing I do is to concentrate on my breathing. With a good breathing rhythm, we are more efficient and more oxygen will get to our working muscles. So again, it helps. I know I can even meditate during my runs. Well, it's not a proper meditation, but somehow I'm still able to go deep inside of me and let my thoughts drift away. I can clear my head, and somehow this technique helps me, especially on longer runs, when I know that I will suffer and have dark thoughts for a longer period of time. And I have some other tricks that help, when it gets really tough. For such races, I write down the names of my two daughters on my arm. And I run most of my peak races for them. I even have their names on the midsole of my running shoes. One on the left, the other on the right. I know I don't see them, but somehow I think of it as if they are running the race with me. That gives me additional motivation and gets me through the dark patches of a hard and long race. At the end, Something I should have mentioned maybe at the beginning. Why we get dark thoughts? Well, for one, we haven't done the mental preparation. But there are also other reasons. First, obviously, is that we haven't done the proper training for the race. The better prepared we are standing on the start line, the less we will get to a dark place. And yes, we don't stick to our plan. Go out too fast or faster than we trained for. All of this will make us hurt. And the more we are hurting, the more likely it is that we drift away to a dark place deep inside of us. I hope you enjoyed listening to the episode. If so, I would appreciate you subscribe to the Happy Runner podcast and share it with your running buddies. It also helps a lot if you give this episode or the podcast a good rating. Thank you and happy running!